Crossing the Line by Kerry Wilkinson. Read by Becky Hindley. Chapter 1. The sights juddered slightly before centering on the politician's chest as he straightened his tie. In a line of people messing around with their expensive clothes, smoothing down patches of disobedient hair, and generally trying to make it look as if they weren't cold, his choice of bright pink neckwear blazed brighter than anything. It also made him an easier target to hit. As he moved across the makeshift stage, one hand in the air acknowledging the smattering of applause, the sights followed him, the thin black lines and red circle keeping him in their centre as he pulled an obviously fake smile and nodded towards his crowd. Another hand shot through his hair, a sort of vaguely blonde quiff but without the grease or height. It definitely involved a lot of backcombing, though. Another nod and a smile. Thank you. Thank you. Meanwhile, the red circle of the sights shifted a few millimetres until directly over his forehead. Jessica Daniels stifled a yawn. You know, you really could just pop the guy's head right off from here. Esther Warren had one hand pressed to her ear, the other covering her eyes from the chilled spring sun raging over the top of the bus station, casting an icy glow across Manchester's Piccadilly Gardens. She brushed away a non-existent crease from her suit and tightened her ponytail. Yep, the blood splatter might even improve his suit. Light grey and bright pink, anyway. It's a bit hard to blow anyone's head off if all you're holding is a pair of binoculars. Jessica put them down and squinted instead, from where they were standing on the steps, towards where the Home Secretary was beginning his speech. It's always the little things with you, isn't it? Esther snorted. I'm an inspector, temporarily in charge of policing special events for the whole of Greater Manchester. I'd hopefully notice a bloody great rifle if it was in front of me. I thought you said you were deputy. I said I was technically deputy. The chief's off on sick and nobody else fancies it. Jessica tried the binoculars again, running along the line of gormless-looking men in suits on the stage, standing around with their hands behind their backs, smiling on cue as the Home Secretary banged on about something to do with the community. I suppose it's a step up from kidnap squad. Esther sighed. That's how the bastard sold it to me. It's more like a step sideways off a cliff into a giant pile of shite at the bottom. What counts as a special event? Are you managing a riot squad if the cathedral's jumble sale gets out of hand, or is there some fate I've not heard about? Esther failed to stifle a laugh. I'm glad my fledgling career is so hilarious to you. I'll have you know we're supervising a scout group tonight in case the Ginganghoulies get out of hand, and then we're keeping an eye on the market this weekend. Really? Of course not really. It's mainly football, but there's also some outdoor concerts coming up. We only got the call 3 days ago that the Home Secretary wanted to do something in the centre. Why is he up here? Who knows? This Westminster lot reckon anywhere north of Watford is like a ghetto. They come up here thinking it's a day in the trenches to show they're one of us. As soon as the cameras disappear, it's a first-class train back to London and a cheeky midnight handjob on Clapham Common. Jessica took her phone out of her pocket and started fiddling with the screen. You paint quite the picture. Aren't you supposed to be helping? I am helping. I was just checking work emails. Plus, I'm here supporting you. Not just skiving off from long sight, then. Jessica looked up and repocketed the phone in her suit trousers. You asked me to come. Here I am. Esther checked her watch. I asked you to bring the gang, actually. It's all about numbers to this lot. The Prime Minister gets 3 dozen officers, 2 personal handlers, guns on the roofs, a partridge in a pear tree, and his PA carries the lube. The Chancellor only gets half that, so the Home Sec's pissed off that he gets even less again. Suddenly, his people are on to my people, the Chief Constable's involved, and then the diktat comes down that we need a presence. I'm sorry, it's just me, then. We've got some guy in the cells for hiring out his sister to someone he owed drugs money. An off-licence was held up in Eccles last night. Then there's an entire family in after a domestic led to one of the houses being burned down. The fumes have